I am so happy that we were able to make arrangements to have our next guest on as we do our Youth Express segment this New Year's Eve weekend. I read about him recently and his work with the Pittsburgh Blues Society. He was selected to go to the International Blues Festival, which is going to be coming up in late January 2017, and he'll be part of the International Blues Challenge in the Youth Blues Showcase division that's taking place there. We'll talk with him a little bit about his love of the blues, how it developed, and more. But first, let's take a listen to him from Mount Lebanon School District, Mellon Middle School. His name is Pierce Dipner.
I got the key to the highway, built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, walking's most too slow. I'm going back to the border, where I am better known. Because you haven't done nothing, baby, but drove a good man from home. When the moon peaks over mountains, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam this highway till the break of a day. I got the key to the highway, built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, walking's most too slow. I'm going back to the border, baby, where I'm better known. Because you haven't done nothing, baby, that drove a good man from home.
Pierce Dipner at the Saturday Light Brigade with a blues classic. Pierce, you're 13, I think. Did you have a birthday fairly recently?
Yeah, on October 18th.
Yeah, I thought so. And tell me about how you got started playing blues guitar. I'm really curious to get to know your background a bit more.
Well, it started out like I was really anxious to get playing places because I'd played at some little things where you'd sign up and they'd put you with a band and you'd go play one day and all the parents would come and see you. And I wanted to get more into real live music, like playing with actual people at open mics. And I signed up for this newsletter on Facebook to find out where open mics are in the Pittsburgh area, and I saw there was a blues jam for the youth. So I went and tried it out. I never played blues before, and I taught myself one blues song to go, and I was pretty much hooked on the blues since then.
That's great. What song did you teach yourself?
I taught myself Blues Before Sunrise by Eric Clapton.
And what was the venue doing the open mic? Remember this was your first?
Yeah. It was in, honestly can't remember. It was in a basement somewhere. It was like an underground kind of club place.
Okay, that's, Yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot, but that's great. And the kind of music you were playing before, was it like garage band type?
I was playing more like punk rock, like a lot of Green Day and other bands like that.
So covers, and but you were saying it wasn't that authentic an experience necessarily because it was kind of an inside crowd, mostly parents or friends of parents showing up.
Yeah.
So that's great. What was it like the first time you played live in front of people?
Well, the first time I played, I was really nervous because I was like, it was already hard enough because around that time I just started to sing and I was already being the lead singer of the band I was in. They called me up and said, we don't have anyone who wants to sing. Would you like to? So I was like, I'll try it if no one else will. And then I was still getting used to singing while playing the guitar and I could almost do it at that time.
How about at the open mic when it was just you up on stage?
Well, at the first blues thing I did, it was just they brought up a bunch of youth kids, but I really couldn't. I was doing Johnny Be Good for one of my songs, and I couldn't even get the intro out. I was so nervous. So
yeah, I think it would be pretty hard to be up there dealing that. I want to talk with you more about the Pittsburgh Blues Society and the trip you're going to be making next month, but why don't we hear another song? What would you like to do?
I guess I'll do House of the Rising Sun by the Animals.
Excellent. Here, again, is it, I'm smiling. That song's been done by so many people going back a long, long way, and it'll be good to hear you do it. He's 13, seventh grader, Mount Lebanon, Pierce Dibner.
A house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy, and God, I know I'm one. My mother was a tailor. She sewed my new blue jeans. And my father was a gambling man down in New Orleans. Now the only things a gambler needs is his suitcase and a trunk. And the only time he's satisfied is when he's on a drunk. Mothers, tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your life in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun. I got one foot on the platform and the other foot on the train, and I'm going back to New Orleans to wear that ball and chain.
Nicely done. That's Pierce Dibner. That's not an easy song to do. You really need to sing out on that. And you're a great guitar player. How did you learn how to play?
When I was around 5 or 6, I started doing this thing called Little Strummers, where they give you a very kind of cheap guitar and teach you a couple easy songs using just one string. And it was just kind of to get kids into the music. And I stopped doing that, and then I found my guitar in my closet one day when I was 8, and I just started playing on it and trying to figure it out, and I decided I wanted to take lessons, so I signed up and just kept playing.
Are you taking lessons now?
Yes.
Who are you working with?
At Empire Music, I'm working with Brett Pecco.
Yeah, he's got to be really proud of you. It's clear you're learning a lot. Now, you are going to be heading to Memphis next month, and I suspect, I know you've had a couple articles written about you. All of a sudden, you're in the center of attention, but it's got to be really exciting. My understanding is the Pittsburgh Blues Society selected you. They pick somebody every year to sponsor, to head there. How did this come about? How did they even find you?
Well, the last time I did it before this year's, where you went to go try out with other bands and they would pick somebody, I did it because they just sent out an ad to all the people who've been involved with it. And then this year they didn't do the whole challenge thing where everyone would go and compete to go. They just decided based on all the kids they know are involved in like the blues in Pittsburgh. And they decided on me.
That's got to make you feel just incredible. Have you been to Memphis?
When coming home from vacation in the summer, I've gone there for a day, and it was really fun. I liked the blues culture that was there. It was really nice to learn about it.
Yeah, I took a look at the itinerary for, you know, when you're going to be there. It's the International Blues Challenge in Memphis. It starts January 31st and continues through February 4th. You'll be part of the Youth Blues Showcase, but there's a lot going on down there to take part in. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to doing or learning?
Well, I've been really looking forward to just the showcase where I go up for 25 minutes and showcase all the things I've learned from it. But I'm also really excited to go to some of the jams and to see some of the acts that are in town.
That's fantastic. Do you know what songs you're going to do yet as you hone a 25-minute set?
Yeah. Key to the Highway, House of the Rising Sun, the ones I've already done. And then Before You Accuse Me, Rolling and Tumbling, and Baby, What You Want Me to Do.
Ah, those are all great songs. Have you written any of your own songs?
Not yet, but I'm trying to get more into it.
Yeah, I think you'd be really great at doing it. Before your last song, I wanted to ask, is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or send a shout out to that they'll hear it either now or when this is played back as part of a podcast?
Yeah, I'd like to thank the Blues Society of Western Pennsylvania for giving me the opportunity, all the musicians for, like, Sherry Richards, Billy the Kid, for helping me out to get me ready for it by teaching me what I need to know to get my vocals and my guitar and just the know-how of how to navigate through Memphis on the Blues Challenge. And also my guitar teachers, all my music teachers, even my orchestra teacher, Pierce Cook. Yeah.
Another Pierce. have you thought about your, let's see, seventh grade? You've got a long way to go until you graduate. But have you thought about what you might like to do career-wise?
I'd definitely love to be a musician. That's probably my first choice. But if that doesn't, you know, work out, I'd actually like to be a biomedical engineer.
Mm, excellent. Are you taking biology this year? Or
This year in my science class we're taking right now, we're taking kind of like a mix of biology and the sciences of just like germs and all that.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, thank you for being here. This is Pierce Dipner. He's from Mellon Middle School and in the Mount Lebanon School District, and has been selected to represent Pittsburgh by the Pittsburgh Blues Society at the International Blues Challenge January 31st. Through February 4th. forgive me for calling attention to your age, but I just think you're playing, I know you've heard it before too, but you're a really seasoned guitarist and vocalist. It's rare to hear blues played by, you know, younger folks, and you're doing a great job. What would you like to close up with?
Before You Accuse Me.
Okay, thanks once again to Pierce Dibner.
You accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Said I've been spending my money on other women, I don't even got money for myself. Well, I called your mama about 3 or 4 nights ago. Well, I called your mama about 3 or 4 nights ago. She says, son, for your own good, don't call my daughter no more. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Said I've been running around with other women, you're stealing from someone else. Take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Said I've been running around with other women, you stealing from someone else. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Well, you've been stealing around with other women, you stealing from someone else.